Hi everybody, how's it going? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to another episode of Blockchain and Beyond. If you're watching along on YouTube, you can probably see two beautiful faces on my screen. I'm joined by two very special guests. I'll pass them over to introduce themselves. If Eddie, you want to take it away?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Furzan. My name is Eddie Pabon. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm the creator of the Algo Leaks.
Fikri?
Hi, everybody. My name is Fikri, aka Par. I'm the creator of Algo Par NFT collection. And pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure to have you both as well. And I think a lot of the people listening probably recognize some of your project names, both Algo Leagues and Algo Pod. You're both doing your own thing within the Algorand community. I think a lot of people have probably heard from you before and interacted with you, whether that's on Discord or Twitter. I don't think anyone's going to be much of a stranger to you guys. So I guess we can kind of kick it off with kind of understanding your guys' projects and what your kind of aim is. So yeah, I guess we can, Eddie, if you want to take that one away.
Yeah, sure. So the Algo Leagues is a play to learn and earn superhero blockchain-themed NFT story unfolding on Algorand. Our players can collect our NFTs, wallet stake them, play the daily block wars game, player versus player, upgrade NFT rarity, and participate in other community events to earn our utility token, Algo Leagues coin. And that Algo Leagues coin can be used to buy other NFTs and participate in community events that we have.
Fikri?
And Algo Par NFT collection is a 969 unique NFT pieces. Unlike Eddie's collection, Algo Leaks, it's actually ARC 69 standards and one of one unique pieces with treats and rarities. Unfortunately, there's no more shuffle for parts as most of them are on secondary now. We currently hold about 35 of them for admins to host ALC auctions and community giveaways. Well, we do have a couple ALC giveaways as well as a Tropical Force hunting game that we host on our Discord. And we actually do it every 6 hours, and updates are coming every 6 hours, and try to host that game as well. I utilize ALC.
Yeah, no, I think I've played the hunting game, the Tropical Forest hunting game, quite a few times. I personally, I find it like a nice way to get to interact with the community. It kind of gives you something to look forward to every 6 hours, and there's usually a bit of chat both ways, so it's nice to meet other people within the community. It's a bit of friendly competition, and everyone kind of wins from it. I guess leading from here, probably. How did you guys get into the crypto space? What is your background? What kind of drew you into crypto or Algorand specifically? Yeah, it'll be good to know where you came from.
You want to take this one, Fikri?
Absolutely. I've been investing in crypto since 2017, and I met Algorand in about 2020. I'm a huge fan of Silvio Micali and actually his work. As a business and finance graduate, I read some of his work while studying a little bit about crypto market. I came across with this idea of pure proof of stake, and basically, in my mind, well, every holder was a chosen one, and right. So, and then it was kind of a movement that actually went right over my head. Very complex, really hard to grasp. And but I thought it was something like, if I can't beat it, I might as well join it. So I started filling really my algo bag a little bit at a time. So added my investments daily basis. And I actually did came across with a lot of NFT projects on Algorand and got a little interest to it. And I did have a couple of my friends were interested, and we came up with Algo Par NFT collection. And back in September 2021, and we did release our first NFT mint in a little after December, and we start selling our NFTs about January 2022.
Nice. I got into crypto in about 2019. I just started to gain curiosity around the whole crypto thing in blockchain. It was foreign language to me, like most people. And so I wanted to know more about it. I don't like not knowing anything about things, right? Especially new technologies and stuff. I'm big on that. And so Coinbase, I went through Coinbase and I went through the different, tech that was out there. Obviously, I tried, bought some Bitcoin. I felt like I was late to that party. I tried out Ethereum. And I was immediately like, okay, this is not for me. I am not rich. I do not have gas fees. I mean, it was asking me for something in the tune of like $750 for gas to send $50. And I was like, okay, this just doesn't make sense. So I was kind of turned off with the blockchain scene, but I still continued to research. I went down the top 100 list. I got to like, I think 29 or 30, and I found Algorand. And I'm like, okay, they solved the blockchain trilemma. It's made by Silvio Macaulay, an MIT professor. It's green, it's scalable, secure, decentralized, the whole deal, it's fast, it's cheap. This makes a lot of sense. And just something inside of me was like, this is it, this is the one. I don't know why. And I went all in. Transferred all of my crypto into Algorand. I bought a bunch of Algorand. I started buying up Algorand, and then Yodlee came out, right? Shout out to Yodlee, an OG project. I just became more fascinated with it. I love that Algorand is not like a meme coin or a token. Like, they're not running around like buy to the moon. It's all about establishing partnerships, utility, use cases, and globally, right? And in many areas, gaming, real estate, et cetera. So I found Algorand, I fell in love with it. And then it just dawned on me one day. I love superheroes. I used to collect Marvel collectible cards when I was a kid. And I'm like, all of these blockchains are battling for the number one spot. It's like block wars. And then I started thinking, we need a superhero for Algorand because they're the superheroes in my mind of blockchain, right? They solve the trilemma. I don't understand why they don't get the life that they deserve, right? And so I just started coming up with these characters in my head. And at the time, my partner thought I was crazy. He's now the artist behind the Algoleaks. And everybody I talked to about it really didn't understand what I was trying to say, but I'm like, BitHero, he's a fallen hero, and Ethereo, the world like loves him, but his gas is toxic and it's not sustainable, and Owlman is the solution. He's a young superhero, he's gonna save the block game. And so Dr. McCoggle, his father, who you can read about in our storyline, invented the block game technology that is security, scalability, and decentralization, and Algoman was born. You can read more about it in the storyline. But that's pretty much how I got into Algorand and why I fell in love with it and how the Algo Leagues was born.
I think I'm definitely gonna have to go give that a read. I did not know that there was a whole lore story behind these characters.
Oh yeah, and it's unfolding.
And I think I really resonate with what you guys said about, coming across Algorand, reading the white paper, reading, pure proof of stake, it solves the trilemma. When I read the white paper, I had a phase where I was just reading white paper after white paper, and then Algorand, just something about it just stuck out to me. I was like, I think this is it. And after, trying to experience stuff with Ethereum, you're like gas fees, you're like, hey, I don't have $20 of gas every time I want to make a transaction, I want to try out a blockchain, see, how it works, get my hands dirty with it. And Algorand was the, closest thing I could find where I was like, okay, I actually like how this works. I support, the backing of it, being pure proof of stake. Obviously, you have different projects like Binance Smart Chain, but they use, proof of authority, which is, slightly different. I still like it. It's nice, it's fast, it's cheap. But Algorand just, kind of stuck out to me. And I think that for me, it was kind of the team behind it. So, Silvio is, he's like top of his game. And coming from like a computer science background, a lot of what came through in the white papers like resonated with me. I'm like, you know what? He makes a lot of sense. And I could agree with what he was saying because I understood what was behind it. So I guess that's a really good, kind of intro of why we're all here. And you guys are quite big in both of your projects. So I kind of wanted to touch on the learning aspect of Algo Leagues, right? Kind of what your aim is, how you're looking to achieve that, and then maybe also how you're trying to integrate with other projects on Algorand.
Yeah, so the Learn Initiative is something that's ongoing, right? We do, for now, we have simple community Learn Initiatives where we incentivize folks to chat with one another. We have a chat hero system. For me, community is big. I want to know that, folks in the community as much as I hope they'd like to get to know me. You never know who you meet when you have a good old chat, right? And so we have our chat hero so you can learn about community. But then it gets a little deeper with our trivia days, which is Sundays. We have trivia in Discord, and there's two sessions. And those are some fun trivias that are made about Algorand projects, crypto, NFTs, and at times other subjects that are relevant to life that can educate folks, right? We also have our mental health spaces, which I'm big on. I come from a clinical background, working as a substance abuse counselor, a life coach, and a certified meditation coach. I'm also a published author. I've done a lot of community work. So for me, getting together to help people to overcome limiting beliefs, have some fun, and gamify the learning experience is really important. In our game in itself, the idea is throughout the storyline and the lore, relevant to blockchain, every other chain in our story is a quote unquote villain, though everybody has a little bit of both in them. And everybody from Algorand is a superhero. And so hopefully when you engage with Algo Leagues in the community, you get to learn about other Algorand projects. You get to learn about the community on Algorand, and then you get to learn about the block game technology of Dr. McColgo, who's our ode to Silvio McCauley, right? So, for example, when you go to play in Block Wars and you choose to assign your NFT characters to either a hero or a villain, you can attach catalysts. And catalysts are decentralization, security, and scalability. And they increase your health, attack, and defense by 33%. But when you select them, the definition of scalability, the definition of decentralization, the definition of security by Algorand standards comes up for the user to be able to read, right? And our goal in the future is to continue to expand on the Learn Initiatives as much as we continue to gamify the experience of interoperability between communities. I have this grandiose vision of building a huge game. Maybe I'm in over my head on that. Some people seem to think so. But when we started as an idea in a Twitter space in December. And we have now grown to a large community. Thank you to the community. And we have a playable demo game, which we hope to build out three more modes for. We have player versus player and block wars. So, yeah, so the learn experience is definitely about community first, Algorand, NFTs, and crypto second, and then, the gamified experience of interacting and interoperability between communities.
Cool. Yeah, no, I really agree with the learn part, right? Because a lot of what you find on crypto, whether that's on the news or the internet, is, X coin dropped by, this many percent, or, it's always stuff about hype, or it's usually a lot of negative, press about crypto or blockchain in general. I think it's, quite hard to find good educational content which actually teaches you what is blockchain, how does it work, what are the problems in blockchain being, the trilemma, how can they be solved? And I think that's something that's really missing in the community is good, easy to access content which everyone can understand. Because, from my experience, reading a white paper isn't a good informative thing if you're not technically sound. Because there's, a lot of tech jargon which goes over people's heads and it's full of words and there's very little pictures, But having something like a game, and as you mentioned, the catalysts in your game is, it actually gives the formal definition of what each of them are. So just by playing the game, you get to learn more about the blockchain in like a passive way, and I think that that's really key.
Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah. So actually, Eddie, I was gonna touch base on a couple of things, but you said everything you need to be said, so I'm gonna pass on this one. Just joking. So I really one of those learning curve, learning experience on Algorand is what made also got me into Algorand blockchain. I really like how one of our admin is doing Ocean Days has been doing a great job at educating people by sharing his experience, his knowledge through our channels. And you'll see actually if you join Discord. A lot of channels we've created specifically for sort of relaying that knowledge and making sure everybody's aware and what they have got themselves into. And what got me into Algorand was one of these reasons is the education part. The fact that it was being integrated into studies and being taught in classes at the universities that, Dr. Sabir Bakali himself has been teaching this stuff for 30 years. That was really impressive. And I can definitely tell it's actually future focused. Seeing how cheap and fast transactions were, hey, I'm as broke as everybody else. So fast transactions were definitely got my buy-in. And I thought to myself, hey, this is something I can afford to use. And I can definitely learn and have that experience in blockchain as well. The main purpose of our project is to engage, interact, support AlgoFan. The way I see it, we're all on the same boat. We're all on the same boat. And if anyone digs a hole through the boat, right, we all sink. And this is we know that this is not just about me, you, or them. This is going to be about us. And when I started the project, I honestly wasn't expecting to come as far as we have. I just wanted to do something after my MBA, something that I can benefit. I can also make other people to benefit from it. I decided to kind of find different ways to help patients at Cancer Center. That was my initial goal. And Roswell Park Cancer Center was one of the perfect candidate for this cause, as they were also our red carpet customer from my in real life work. So I definitely got into it, and I really wanted to help any way I can to sort of build that brighter future. Not just for the sake of profit or sake of getting anything I can get out of this. It was kind of a believing in the power of this blockchain, the power of that future of finance that we're talking about. And I couldn't really find a better way to get involved. The reason I actually brought the leopards into as part of NFT collection is because I really was impressed from their unique fighting skills and their flexibility to survive. Block wars, hey, it's a war, man. Everybody gotta have something to survive. What is your unique talent or your skill, right? And leopards are one of those things that they can hunt anywhere. They can survive under any conditions. I see them as a symbol of relentless fight against not only block wars, not only blockchains, but it's also saw that as a fight against cancer, because it was such a unique character. I see it in a way how other people will see it, and I just really fell in love with it, and reach out to our designer and our artist, and he put something together. It was awesome, and I really fell in love with it, and I just wanted to roll out. And it was that was just the beginning, and that was just the start. And here we are.
Yeah, no, I think something you mentioned there is supporting different hospitals or charities or doing something for a bigger cause. I find that's like a general theme within Algorand. Like all projects are doing something for the wider society. Alguana does the tree planting. Captain Squishy, they also donate to a charity which supports cancer patients. And every single project that I've come across is doing something to better this world, and I think that's something that probably speaks a lot to everyone because everyone wants to see this world better. There's a lot of stuff which people find hard to deal with in this world, and if everyone does a little bit, it can add up to make a huge difference, and
Yes.
that's just something that I really appreciate about the communities. Everyone's doing their own little bit. And everyone comes together to support everyone else doing it, right? And I think that's something that makes the Algorand community quite unique.
Absolutely, I agree. I think that's one of the beautiful things about being a part of the Algo fam. Most other blockchains, you hear like, the whole hype around being a part of it, but we're like the Algo fam. right? And the energy translates when you get into Twitter spaces and you share your project and the love starts pouring in. And if it wasn't for the Algo fam in these Twitter spaces, for example, Algo Leaks probably wouldn't have been born. It probably would have been an idea that I had and like doubted, like most of us do, right? Sometimes, and just put it to the side and thought, oh, I can't do that. But having like the Algo fam to support and be like, dude, that's an amazing idea. Like I'd buy, you know what I mean? Like I'd support. And it was like, oh, okay, all right. And then, you know, great projects like Alkamon, shout out to Clifford Cannon, the creator of Alkamon, who gave me some of his time to actually meet with me and talk about the idea and gave me great feedback and supported out the gate, right? So shout out to everybody in the Algorand family. And I think that's one of my favorite things about this whole experience is like, yeah, we have a cool game, yeah, we have cool NFTs, and Algorand is pretty cool, but the community has been the most driving force behind everything that I do. Like getting up every day, I've developed relationships with our players, Megabeats, Sona, you know, all of you guys, Shaggy, I love you guys. If I didn't mention you, it's because we don't have that much time, and there's so many of you. You know, we have real superheroes in our community, so I just wanted to mention that and say thank you to all of you, even you guys.
Thank you.
Fikri, anything to add there?
Well, same here. It's just there's so many people that we're really appreciative as far as how much the Algorand blockchain projects were helping each other. I really appreciate our game creator. You know, Vamp is one of them, and Clifford was one of those people that when I reached out, they were very open, very helpful. They're like, okay, you know, here's the kind of the road you wanna go by, or kind of directing us in the right direction. As Algo Leaks was one of them, the first person I reached out, and the way he approach me and my project and what I had planned for, I'm like, okay, this is my guy, you know, I'm not going anywhere else. So it's just one of those things. We do have that support, and we do see that support in Algo fam, and I just love them all, really appreciate all of that their support. I want to shout out to two really cool people we just added to our team, Flimco and Smokey. As our ambassador and community managers, they have done a great job keeping us afloat in these hard times and in these dark times, if you will. But we'll get through this together, you know.
Definitely. Now, it's not a coincidence that I'm interviewing you both at the same time. I know recently there's been some announcements with not only the Algo League coin but also Algo Pods. Does either one of you want to touch on that and what the future plans are?
Yeah, so you know, when I had this vision of robust Algorand ecosystem of NFT projects being inter-collaborative, I had that vision driven by the Algo Leaks coin. So while it's, you know, primarily our in-game and in-community utility token, what has happened over time, and is beautiful to experience, is that the vision is coming to life. So Pard and I banded up initially when we spoke back in December. You know, he told me about his project. I told him my vision for the Algo Leaks coin as a community participation token, and he agreed to use it for his game, and it went well. And so, you know, our vision for this is to continue to build out more use cases for Algo Leaks coin, continue to evenly divide up the coin as much as possible amongst the ecosystem. Any projects that are interested in incentivizing, you know, participation into their NFTs, please reach out, talk to us, right? We want to support as much as possible. But, you know, the more utility, we're constantly working on ways, and we meet, you know, at least once a month to talk about ways to build new utility to Algo Leaks coin and ways that we can continue to drive the growth of both of our projects. I think, you know, if we can, if we have, for example, our characters. We recently did a collaboration with Akita Inu, Parliament of Owls, and Algobots. So they are official characters in the, you know, leagues, in the Algo Leaks. And we are now giving out Akita Inu token, Sockholder, and Nexus. So we have a bunch of sort of like inter-collaborative efforts happening for mutually beneficial relationships across communities. And that's really what we wanted to do. So you'll see more of that. I'll say that. Set four will come along with some huge collabs. We're on set three of the Algo Leagues. Stay tuned for that. And it's coming sometime in July around my birthday month. Got a lot of plans. And so, yeah, I see the Algo Leagues coin as a community participation token, ultimately.
Awesome.
Well, as for the future projects or what we're seeing ourselves in the future is that I would like AlgoPart to be a part of this new era, as long as blockchain exists, as long as we are on Algorand. One of my mission, a personal mission, is to really engage and support AlgoFam while we're continuously improving our projects. Obviously, adding value and adding utility to ALC has become part of our journey as well. And getting involved with other coins has been huge. It's been a huge addition and kind of added utility to, not only ALC, but stockholders and Nicoins. We've announced a couple of our project on our collaborations with those. And there's more to come, obviously. We're not stopping there. And we're definitely bringing up, our Gen 2. So talking about Algo Leagues is nonstop, adding more and more heroes with different projects. We want to actually bring our Gen 2, and the name is Part Cubs. And Part Cubs are parts, obviously, babies. We're inspired sort of by my kids. I have a girl and boy, and the Cubs will have similar ARK69 futures like Pards, and holders will be able to stake their Cubs for ALC as well as play a Tropical Forest Hunting game to earn ALC. So we're definitely providing that utility to those NFTs as well. The reason we had to bring the Part Cubs, some people might ask, hey, where's the Part Lady at? What happened to her? Part Lady, I keep telling them, she won Part to rescue the Cubs from high fees from Ethereum to keep them safe on Algorand and blockchain. So Part had no choice. Part had no choice to listen, listen, mama. So additionally, I would like to mention something. I want to bring a new word to blockchain and call it 3C, cross-collab collection. Cross-collab collection is going to be one of the futures for Part Cubs. And we will have a total of six very talented artists' signatures on them. And their traits and those artists, whoever draw these traits, will be very rare within the collection as well. And definitely, they'll be given the credit they deserve when we mint the collection. And if anybody wants to know any more or wants to check out sneak peeks, definitely go ahead and check out our Discord. You'll be able to find them on Discord sneak peeks page.
Yo, that sounds really cool. Cross collection collaboration. Yeah, no, that sounds pretty good. I'd love to see how that unfolds going forwards. I will mention the Pod Cubs. Some of the art for it looks really good. I know you shared some very early stages a while ago back on the Discord, and they look pretty cool. So I can't wait to see also what kind of like integrations, right? Because obviously, I'm assuming you may have two pods, and then they may go and save one cub. So it'll be nice to see what kind of interactions they have, or how traits might be inherited. And I'm sure you've got a lot of ideas cooking up behind the scenes, but it's going to be awesome to see how that actually comes out.
Absolutely.
All right, so I think that actually covers most of what we wanted to. I think Eddie has a few pieces that he'd also like to say. Eddie, if you want to take it away.
Oh yeah, so I just to the amazing AlgoFam community of the Algo Leagues, thank you so much for showing up every day to protect the block game. I see you. I'm rooting for us, and we're going to keep on building. I wanted to say thank you to some of the projects that have been supporting the Algo Leagues from the very beginning. AlgoPard, first and foremost, as an ALC official partner. Land of Allegra, Go Drones, Angel of Airs, the Algo Gaming Guild, and Pristine Princess. You can actually sign up for Block Wars in any of those servers, so please check out those projects. They're amazing projects. Thank you to Nexus and Akita and Sockholder for giving our holders tokens for participating in Block Wars. And last but not least, and also follow us on social media, but NFT NYC is coming up. And so if you're in New York City or in a tri-state area and you can come out, please come to one of the Algorand events. Startup Boost is hosting an event on the 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's on Twitter and it's open to the public. Definitely stop by and say hello. We will be there. And the social media to follow us on, at Algo Leagues. The Discord is there, and algoleagues.com, which is also being revamped. So stay tuned for a new website. Thank you so much. Know that you are limitless, light, love, and potentiality, no matter what your challenge is. Namaste, and thank you, Farzan, for having us.
Fikri?
Well, I really appreciate everybody, and Farzan, you, Eddie, thanks for being here. I just want to shout out to the admins and ambassadors, community managers, everyone out there, our members, Discord members. Please do check us out on Discord. We do have a great information about the game on our website, algopar.com/game. I just want to shout out to all of our Twitter followers as well, 1,300 plus going strong. And thanks everybody for being with us. And stay tuned.
Yeah, I guess on my side, thank you to Eddie and both Fikri as well. I mean, this happened kind of all of a sudden. It kind of started as a comment on a Twitter thread, a day or two ago, and it was like, all right, when are you free? And now all of a sudden we're here. So it all happened quite quickly. I appreciate your guys' time to, sit down to speak to me about the amazing things you guys are doing. It's, really nice to see more of what's happening in the Algorand community, everyone coming together. Yeah, I think that probably just wraps it up. So as always, I will put your guys' details in the description below for anyone wanting to check out your projects. But yeah, as always, feel free to get in touch with any of us here. I'm sure everyone would love to hear from you guys if you have any questions or comments about the things they're working on. But yeah, until next time, thank you very much.